We're learning Masech the Shamas, Daf Tzadik Bezim and Bez, but I want to go back to the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Bezim and Aleph. That's the start of the Sugya of Eitzah, of Kederech and Shalei Kederech. The Mishnah says, Hamaitzi bein biminai, bein bismoylai, b'teichekai, al-ksef of chayev, shkemasa b'nei kas. If someone carries what he's carrying in his right hand, his left hand, in his chest, or on his shoulders, his chayev, shkein masa b'nei kas, that's the way the b'nei kas carry. So Rashi has two pshatim, what the Mishnah means, shekei masa b'nei kas. Rashi's first pshat is that the b'nei kas carried on the shoulders, because if he so. So the Mishnah is not coming to, shekei masa b'nei kas is not coming to teach you that yiminai, smoylai, and chekai is chayiv. That's of course chayiv. That's how you carry. You carry with your hands. You can carry with your right hand or your left hand. You carry on your chest. But I'll say for you, you think that's not the derech. Kamashmul, and you have a pasuk, the b'nei kas carried al kseifam, so mele, yechayiv, as I stated also in the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, that it saw the b'nei kas lo'or and haisa b'kaseif. The mass of b'nei kas was not yemina smayla in chaykai, it saw the b'nei kas was dafka b'kaseif, and that's what we learn out, and that's what really the Rambam says in Yad also, berg yudeis, loch yudeis, Hamaitzi bein biminai bein b'smoylei bein b'techeka chayiv nishahitzi kederech hametziyin. That's because it's kederech. Hamaitzi alkseif v'chayiv av shemasul malam esosh k'nasim nekos v'chol mlochas imishkan anulayim demaisan. So the kasev is specifically, the masim nekos is specifically to teach you kasev. That's one pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi means another pshat, b'shem Rabbein Yitzchak bar Yehuda, which he said it b'shem of Haigayim. And the quote is from the Yerushalmi, which is back in the Yerushalmi Yefenart. The Mas B'nei Kas means of Kudas Alazim and Aaron Akayin Shemen Amar Ukteris Esam Mechzatam and the Shemen Amishcha, that the Shemen Amar is Biminai, the Ukteris Esam Mismaylai, the Ukteris Bechekai, and the Chavitim was Bekasef. So all these four were Mas B'nei Kas. Alazim and Aaron was from the B'nei Kas. And the Chayin only the pasuk for. For Yeminai, but could be Yenid for Smilei, and Cheka could be Yenid Pasuk. The Igle Tal, in the very beginning of the Sefer, in this Psicha, he says that the Machlokes here is, when it says that you learn out the Melachah Shabbos from the Melachah HaMishkan, does it mean specifically the Melachah of building the Mishkan, as opposed to the Melachah of Karbanis, or does it include the Melachah of Karbanis as well? Here, he was the Shemin Amar, and the Keteris HaSamen and the Shemen HaMishcha and the Milchus Chavitim, they were Karbanis. So it wasn't the Aveda of building or rebuilding or transporting the Mishkan. It was the Aveda also of Karbanis. So that's a Chiddush. Rashi would learn that it's Dafka the Mishkan, not the Karbanis. Rashengen, the Yishalmi, and the Rav Haigain hold that you learn out not only from the building of the Mishkan or the transporting or the erecting of the Mishkan, but who are then the Avod of the Karbanis. The Igle Tal mentions that Rashi Kaseida learns that all these Avodas, the Melachos HaPas, the 11 Melachos HaPas we have, Chayri, Zareya, V'chuli, are all to make the Samamonim of the, to dye the curtains, right? But the Rabbi Avraham B'nai Shel HaRambam is a tshuva, which is it printed in the beginning of the Sefer Maaser Rekeach on the Rambam. And he brings from Rav Haigayin that the Melachos HaPas were for the Chavitim and for the Karban Tamid. And now it's shtim with the Rav Haigayin over here. And he discusses Lefiza, why did the Gemara earlier say that Afia was, that in the Mishkan it wasn't Eifel, it was Mevashel, because it was just Bishul Samamanim. He talks barichos. Could be, according to Rashi, you could say maybe it's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi in this prat. But he wants to stim the Bavli with this sheet up that he can learn out from the Avedis HaKarbanis. Now in the Mishnah you find the Gabe Yitzah, that whether it's Yemina or Smaila, they're both called the Derech. According to Rashi and the Rambam, even without any pasuk, it's Pashit that Yechayim by Yitzah, but Smaila, it's a Derech. Now later in Perek HaBayna, the Mishnah says also, Kaiser Sheis is Bein Bimine Bein Mismaili, whether you write with your right hand or left hand, Yechayiv. And the Gemara right away asks, Mishlame Min Lechayiv, Mishal the Derech Sivu Bekach, Elas Smail Amai, Ho Ein Derech Sivu Bekach. So the Gemara answers, it's talking about Shayla b'shteyadav. But there the Gemara is assuming for a pashtus that you can't be chayiv by ksiva b'smaylai, just like you see even by haitzah. Anything that's done shaloi kederech is not a malacha. So by ksiva, writing with the left hand, unless you Shayla b'shteyadav, that's called shaloi kederech. The Shayla is vitzi other malachas. Are other malachas like haitzah, they chayiv b'im b'mina b'im b'smaylai, or other malachas, like Siva, they only chayiv b'mina, not b'smaylai. So the Tiferes Yisrael, in the Sefer Kalkelas HaShabbos, in the beginning of Masech the Shabbos, he says that dafka ksiva b'smaylai spata, because people don't write with their left hands. But any other malacha, like you light a candle with your left hand, you'd be chayiv. And he says, my raya is this Mishnah. This Mishnah in Tzadik Beizim and Aleph, which says that it's not a chayiv b'smaylai, v'aistais all other malachas a chayiv b'smaylai. And that's what Usa says in the Chai Adam, in Klal Tes, Siv Beis, where the Chai Adam is talking about the din of Shinoi, that any time you do Shalei Kederech by a Malacha, your Pater, he says the same thing like the Tveris Yisrael, Mikoma Ganir Li Debein Sha'asa Biminai Ay B'Smail Achayiv, Chutz Mikaisiv the Pater B'Smail, and he brings a Raya from the Tesefta. Tesefta Perikyot says, Atoilesh Bein Biminai Bein B'Smail Arayz Achayiv, so you see that Kaitzer is Chayiv Biminai B'Smail. So on the Ikka Shaila, that the Gemara says, Kaisiv, it says, Haitzav, is Chayiv both Yamin and Smail, and Kaisiv is Chayiv Dafki Yamin. What about other Malachis? The Tveris Yisrael, the Chayi Adam, the Mishnah Berurah also brings the Chayi Adam. And Simon Shin Mem, Sevkat and Chav Beis, Mamish brings the Chayi Adam, that even though Kaisiv is only Bimin, all the Malachis are Bismail as well. I saw in the Minchas Ariel, and later in Kuv Gimel and Aleph, he brings some Maramakaimis, Tachreinim, or even Rishainim that say the Am Malachis that Apata B'Smail, like the Chedushim HaMichasim L'Ran, in the beginning of a Perek of Blezer, the Mila, which just says it Derech Agav, he says that Mila is Hutcho, you don't have to do the Mila with your left hand to avoid Chil Shabbos. I says Mila with your left hand would be Pater. And the same thing Rabbi Kivegan Chulin, Davta Zvav, mentions that Shechita with the left hand, these Mitzadid, that it's Pater, just like when you write with your left hand. It brings it also from, Rabbi Yom Moshe Horowitz, Shachim, that Sam of Vavim and Alf, also is Mavur that he held that Shechting B'Smail is Pater. But I think there's no Machlekes. I think it's Pashit. At any time you have to do a skilled labor, or something which really does need the right hand, then B'Smail will be Pater. Any time which something is an unskilled thing to do, and you really don't need your right hand, Yechayiv. So Shechita or Mila, who would then Mistama, if you're hammering a nail, or doing, or sewing, or anything which just doesn't work when you do it with your left hand, rather when you do it with your left hand, you're Pater. Hashegin, even in the same malacha, like let's say Teifer, if you're taping, or if you're not shechting an animal, you're just killing a snake, Mukadema, so then you don't need to be ma'amin yadayim b'chlal, so nevad the left hand would also be chayiv. As a menich. There's Avnei Nezer, Simon Reish Tess, where he writes that by him it's pashit that ksiva has to be with the right hand, but mechika doesn't. Erasing is either hand. V'hu k'dvarenu. And he just says he wouldn't even bother writing it, but he saw the Eliyarabba was discussing when the famous Shiloh, when you have things written on the edge of books, like by a library book, if you like to open and close it, so the rabbi mentioned about with your left hand, opening the book with your left hand, he said, Avada, that wouldn't be a shini b'chlal. That's mechika. And he says, even ksiva, closing a book and causing the letters to form that way would make absolutely no difference if it's the right hand or the left hand. That's the chayra pashat pshat. The Gemara's assumption that ksiv with the left hand, the shleika derech, is because you can't really write with the left hand. It's very hard. But anything that you could do pretty much just as well with the left hand, that's like haitzah, which avadi yechayiv. Now, in the etzim din of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, kalacha yaday, beragle, befiv, mafekei, beozle, besare, etc. All these things are potter. Shleheitzi gederech hametzihin. The site of this p'tur, it's mavur from the Gemara in Beya, dafid gimlam and beis, it's mlechs machsheves ashtoteya. Gemara there was talking about different forms of Gemara malacha and achoti meiser and Shabbos, and says Shabbos is different because mlechs machsheves ashtoteya. Rashi there says that mlechs machsheves means mlechs umnis. See, sometimes you find Melech's Machshavis is a drasha that you need Machshava. That if it's a Dava Shein and Miskaven or Misasek, it's not Melech's Machshavis, it's missing Machshava. So that's one type of Machshavis. Machshava. And the Gemara increases that Misasek Meshambis is part of this Melech's Machshavis as for Torah. But here we have in Beit Dafid Gimel and Midbeis, and the Melech's Machshavis tells you there has to be Kederich, has to be a Chashav of Melacha. So that's translating Machshavis not as Machshava, but as umnis, like Rashi says in Chumash, which is the more pshutish or mikra translation, ma'aseh choshev, lachshev machshaves, where the point is, that's the way the Torah describes a very professional work. Doing something in an awkward way lacks the professionalism, lacks the umnis, it's not melechs machshavis in that way. Now there is a Sefer HaTrumah actually, which is brought in the Beis Yosef in Erech Chaim, Siman Lamed Beis, that he says, Lagabi Tefillin is also a problem writing B'smoil. Just like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Lagabi Shabbos ain't derech Ksiva B'smoil, who would then Lagabi Tefillin, it wouldn't be called a Ksiva if it's written B'smoil. But he's Mesupik, maybe it's Tafka Shabbos, because you learn it from the Mishkan, but he's Neita, that in the Gemara state it's not a Ksiva Lagabi other Dinei HaTorah also. And it's brought in Shulchan Aruch there, similar to Beis Sif Hei. And the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is that the tefillin be possible in Efshel Limse Achayim Ksuvim B'Yamin. In Evin Ezel Legabe Gidin, in Simon Kuvchav Gimel Sif Alf, there are masses lechatchila to say for Shirait with his right hand. And the Achreinim there say the Chalkas Mechaykik and the Beis Shmuel and the Goyin. They all say that b'di'evad the get would be kosher with the left hand. The stafka by Shabbos al smalachas machshavis. The Beis Shmuel is a little bit bothered if the Beis Yosef v'Shulchan Aruch paskins and Aruch Chaim legabei tefillin that if you don't have another tefillin, if you have another tefillin, you're not allowed to use the one written with the left hand. That should be by get also. That if it's possible to get another get, unless maybe b'makim igun, but otherwise you should say the get's possible. Unless there's no other Eitzah. He's a little bothered. Al-Kapanim, it seems halacha l'maisam, we don't pass him like the Sefer HaTrumas, we say it's dafka by Shabbos. The Igli Tal, in the Psicha Eis Gimel, he says, even though a lot of times you do find in Kol HaTorah Kula that Shalei Kederech doesn't have the same din, like Shalei Kederech Achila, where you find someone coming into a Bais HaMenuga, backwards instead of forwards, might not be a din of Baal Abayis, and other cases he brings. But he says in Afkamini, he thinks it's like this. By tefillin, or by get, the ikki is what's written. The ikki is what came out. What came out, the ksav, is a good ksav. I mean, maybe it wouldn't be written as neat. You'd been able to write it neater if you were written with your right hand, but if someone doesn't have such a neat handwriting, some people's left handwriting would be neater than someone else's right hand writing. The Maisa de Poel Yotze is not really different. But Shabbos, the Ik is the Pu'ula. The Ik is the Malachas of the Guf. The Guf has to be Shavis. So if the Pu'ula is done in an unusual way, but the Nifal, the thing the Poel Yotze that comes out, is not unusual, so that would only be a problem by Shabbos where the Pu'ula itself has to be done in the regular way. Shabbos Ik is the etzem mice of the malacha. That would have to be kederach as opposed to kol HaTorah Kula. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yishur Rav Yechia, Hamoitzi Maitzi B'Shabbos Al Roshei Chayiv Chatas, Shekein Anshi Hutzul Oysen Kein. But if you carry a Masi and Shabbos on your head, Yechayiv, because Anshi Hutzul do it. And the Gemara's Maskana is, that Fekert, and Anshi Hutzul are not Ruba the Alma, and even in Hutzul, if you carry on your head, it's called Shalei Kederech, and the Anshi Hutzul are Butler Daitin Eitzah Kaladim. So first, Rashi says that the Anshi Hutzul are Nesin al Kadei Mayim V'yayin al Hashem V'ein Eichsim Eichsim B'yadam. The Anshi Hutzul would carry jugs of water or wine on their heads and would not hold them with their hands. So the Svasemis says that the Mashmais is that they would balance them on their heads. They would carry them on their heads without using their hands to hold them, even while it's on their head. So if someone's carrying something on his head and holding it with his hand, then he'd be chayiv. That's the normal way to carry. But to balance it on your head without holding it in your hand, that's a discussion in the Gemara That was the Anshei Hutzel's trick, and the Avot Leidai to Eitzel Kalodah. But he says the Lechem Mishnah didn't learn Rashi that way. The Lechem Mishnah learned Rashi that they would carry it on their head and they wouldn't hold it in their hands. Meaning that they wouldn't carry it with their hands, they would carry it on their head. But he's not discussing supporting it with your hands while it's on your head. That the Lechem Mishnah holds, you'd be patur even if you support it with your hands while it's on your head. So Hasemes Mistama holds, why did Rashi have to say an Erech Sinai Sabiyadim? Of course, if it's on their head, so it's not in their hands. Rashi means is that they didn't even grab it with their hands while it's on their head. But the Lechem Mishnah didn't learn Rashi that way. The Lechem Mishnah learned Rashi, as long as it's on their heads, it's patur, even if they are supporting it with their hands, it's unusual to keep it on their heads altogether. Now the Rambam says something interesting. It's unclear what the source of the Rambam is. The Rambam says, "Amaytzi masi al reishai, imhoye masi kaved gan sak malei itevay migdal keitzu behen shumeisim al reishai v'toyfes biyadei chayiv." Someone's carrying something on his head. If it's a heavy thing, which you carry on your head and you hold with your hand, then chayiv. Avul m'laka chayvitz kal gan shneich beged a sefer a sakin al reishai v'tziyay v'hu enay eichitz biyadei. But if it's a light chayfetz, like a beged, a sefer, a sakin, and he's not holding it in his hand, so then he's pater shleitzi gederech hametzian. So lecha mishnah, that's what lecha mishnah is. He learns that the second shleitzi doesn't mean that he's not holding it with his hand on his head. It means he's holding it on his head as opposed to holding it completely with his hand, like he learned in Rashi. But the Rambam is just saying there's a chilek. A heavy chayfetz is called the derech on your head. A light chayfetz, there it's not called the derech. But there's no chilek when you hold it on your head, if you're supporting it with your hand or not. The chilek is between a heavy chayfetz or a light chayfetz. But the Parshim HaShmais in the Rambam, and others learn that way, is that when he says the heavy chayfetz and you're supporting it with your hand, and then you're chayiv, the light chayfetz, where you're not supporting it with your hand, that you're balancing it on your head, then you potter. So the Me'iri and others ask, it's a chayra, a steer in the diukim. He says if it's heavy and you support it with your hand, then you're chayiv. If it's light and you don't support it with your hand, then you potter. What if it's heavy and you don't support it with your hand? What if it's light and you do support it with your hand? He says if you have these two tnoim, heavy and supporting with your hand, you're chayiv. If you have these two tanoim, light and not supported with your hand, then you potter. So what do you do if you have one of the two? So the Mimi says you could say one of two ways. You could say if it's either heavy or you support it with your hand, you chayiv. And the only time you potter is if it's light and you don't support it with your hand. Or you could say that you need both. If it's heavy and you support it with your hand, then you chayiv. But if either it's light, then even if you do support it with your hand, or if you're not supporting it with your hand, even if it's heavy, then you potter. The Ma'aser Kech is mitzad that it's only a chilek if it's heavy or light. Anytime it's heavy, no matter what, you're chayiv. Anytime it's light, no matter what, you're potter. But Rashi, if you learn that like the Lechem Mishnah, Rashi is mashma, that when you're balancing on your head without supporting it with your hand, that's when you potter. If you're supporting it with your hand, then you'd be chayiv, that's a derech. But could be Rashi means only if it's heavy. If it's light, maybe it's never the derech. Now also, the Gemara says the Anshei Hutzel are bat l'daitim etzel kaladim, even though it's an entire city that does it. Taisish tells the chap on this. Taisish brings a Gemara later that says that Beis Menashe, they would squeeze remainim, so for them would be considered royal eschita. So the Gemara says that Beis Menashe is not Ruba di Alma. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You have a thing about Mekayim Kaitzim Mekerim, that in Aravia, if you're Mekayim Kaitzim Mekerim, it's called Kalayim, even though normally people don't want to be Mekayim Kaitzim Mekerim, it's not something you need. But in Aravia, they use it for their camels, so that's why it'll be called Kalayim in Aravia. So the Gemara says, well, Aravia is a place, it's an Asra. Now, Shengen Beis Menashe is just an individual. So you see, by an Asra, you don't say it's Baladait Eitzikol Adam Al Kapanim for that Asra. So Taisus makes a chilek. It depends why they're different. If they're different for a Siba, and the rest of the world, if they would have that Siba, they would also be different. They would also be the same as a different place. And the Yishayim bring a raya from by Gol, the Shivrei Psila we had before, that there's a Chilak Yehuda and Gol, whether they're Muksam. So there, in Asher, you don't say about Ladaitai. So, like if you had a whole Asher which had loads of Remainim, they would use it for Remainim juice. So then, since they have more Remainim, so Mela, that's why you don't say about Ladaitai. And also the Kaitzim, if they would need the kaitzim for their camels, they have a lot of camels, you wouldn't say about ladaitai. Rashenga, things like holding something on your head, or other things that Taisus quotes, like eating bread with cereal, and other oddities, which there's no reason why they're different. It happens to be what things that are considered not normal by some places are considered normal here for no apparent reason, then even on an asri you say about ladaitai. Now the Chedushim Michas and Laran says a different chiluk. Says the chiluk between a small place and a large place. Hutzel is a small town. That's why you'd say about Ladaita even for that town. Mashenk, in a larger area, you wouldn't say about Ladaita. But Taisus does quote things that are even a larger area, like Bavel Averuba de Alma or Parsoya Averuba de Alma. So it's a little bit shver. The Kedushin Mechasim Ran brings a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin Avav that says if you say Areat Chupasi is Mekudeshes, because in Yehuda they call an Arusa Charufa, so the Gemara says Yehuda is Ruba da Alma. The Gemara says, well, in Yehuda if you say Areat Chupasi will be Mekudeshes. So you see when it's a large area like Yehuda, you don't say about Ladaite. But the Meiri brings this also, but he says, he also brings Rishainim that make a chiluk in a large area and a small area. He says it's incorrect. He says Taisus chiluk, but he says the pshat in the Gemara and Kedushin is when we're dealing with lashon. So as long as that lashon is understandable in that place, you wouldn't say about ladaite. When we're dealing with derech, so the derech in one place, if there's no good reason why they're different than everyone else, you'd say about ladaite even in a larger area. But you're dealing with lashon, as long as the lashon is understandable, you wouldn't be able to say about ladaite. And now let's start the next Mishnah on Tzadik Beis and Mabeis. Hamiskaven lahitzi lefan of a bodle l'achra potter. If someone's trying to carry something in front of him, and it ends up in back of him, he's potter. And the reason is, it's called lo niskaima machshavtoi. He wanted a shmir me'ula, it ended up a shmir pechusa, it's lo niskaima machshavtoi. So that would be mashma. It's only because he was in skavon loitzi b'fanav. But if he was in skavon loitzi l'achrav v'bala l'achrav, he'd be chayiv. And then the Mishnah goes further. L'achrav v'bala l'fanav is chayiv. So the Gemara made a diuk. It sounds like only because it came l'fanav is chayiv. Of course, it's not called lein eskay machshavtei koshkein. He got a shmir me'ula. But al-kabonim, since it ended up l'fanav, that's why he chayiv. But it sounds like if it stayed l'achrav, he'd be potter. So that's the Gemara's theorem, that the beginning of the Mishnah is mashma, that la'achrav would be chayiv, if as long as you miskaven la'achrav. Only lefanav abala la'achrav, which was lein eskay machshavtei, that's why you potter. But la'achrav abala la'achrav would be chayiv. But then the next Mishnah says, that la'achrav abala lefanav is chayiv, that's mashma, if it stayed la'achrav, would be potter. So Rabbi Elazar says, tavra, mishashan azu la'ishan azu, is taka machlikis tanoim. And the reish of the Mishnah holds la'achrav is chayiv. Only niskaven lefanav v'bala la'achrav, that's when you potter, because of lein niskaven machshavtei. And the save of the Mishnah holds that la'achrav is potter. But still, la'achrav v'bala lefanav would be chayiv, because kol shekein he had a shmir me'ula, and l'maisa he ended up doing it l'kederech of lefanav. Rav Ashi holds no. The Mishnah holds la'achrav is also chayiv. The fun of a bottle of achav is potter's kuslein iskaim machshavtei. And the achav of a bottle of fun of, who would then if it was bottle of achav would also be chayiv? But you would think that the achav of a bottle of fun of is called lein iskaim machshavtei. Kamash Mulan, since he was trying for a shmir pechusen, he got a shmir mula, kol shkin is iskaim machshavtei. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Kivega in Chedushim asked the Gemal the Gekasha. He says he doesn't understand Rabbi Elazar's pshat in the Mishnah of Tavra Mishashan Azu Lashan Azu. According to that pshat, the seif of the Mishnah that says Le'achav V'Balei Lefanav is Chayiv is only because it was Balei Lefanav. But if it was La'achrav and it stayed La'achrav, he'd be Pater. So Fekta B'Kiv Eger, like we learned earlier in the seventh parak, There's really two dinim of mesasik. There's two things that are called mesasik. One mesasik is, like this gemara here, v'leinaskayma machshavtei. Someone wanted a certain thing, and he didn't get what he wanted, even if both those two things are both chiyuvei Shabbos, like niskaven and balei, like niskaven, v'yitzi lefan of a balei la'achrov. In the reish of the Mishnah, la'achrov would also really be chayiv. But since you niskaven lefanav, and you didn't get what you wanted, you got a shmir p'chusa, so it's like niskaven machshavtei, so that's what you put it. That's a p'tur of melechus machshavtei. Let's say someone wants to get an apple from a tree. He wants to eat an apple. And he reaches up to the tree, but he goes to the wrong tree and he gets a pear. He doesn't want a pear. He wants an apple. Even though both of them are chiyuvei Shabbos, was like niskaven machshavtei. He was aiming for an apple. He didn't get what he wanted. He doesn't want a pear. So maybe that's a p'tur of mesasik. That's learned from melechus machshavtei. But there's a different p'tur of mesasik, which we had the Gemara before. That Rava says is potter. With him, the way Taisus learns the Gemara, he got exactly what he wanted. He was trying to get an apple and he got an apple. But he thought, he understood the Metzius to be that he's going to take an apple which is Talish, which is no Chilul Shabbos, and he ended up with an apple that there was, that's Mechuber, that was Chilul Shabbos. He didn't realize that he's taking from the Mechuber. So that's another term mesasik, which is learned from Ashechot Teba, that you didn't understand that the ma'aser that you did was a chet. By chalavim and arayis, you didn't realize what you're eating is treif, or you didn't realize that the woman is an erva. There the din is you don't have this mesasik, shekei nana. But by Shabbos, if you didn't realize what you're doing was an avera, then that's mesasik. The only case of shegig by Shabbos is you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know that this malacha was us, you have a mistaken halacha. So that's called a shegig. Now shegig, if you didn't understand the metzias, it's a different metzias than you thought. That's like the mesasik of kol haterikula. That's the mesasik of ashechot teba and yipater. So feiti b'kiva eger. So what's the pshat in this gemara? If la'achrav u'bolei la'achrav is pater, it's called shalei kederich. And he was planning on doing a itzav la'achrav, a itzav shalei kederich. And it ended up a itzav kederich. So come to this, he wasn't planning on doing a malacha b'chlal. So typically, even though l'gabei the melechus machshavis, you'll say it wasn't sky machshavte, kolch kim sky machshavte. But l'gabei ashechot teba, he wasn't planning on doing an issa shabbos b'chlal. He was planning on doing something kalachayad. So why isn't there a term mesasik? As I figure, b'kivega gavaldik ishayla. He vibes sarachian. He says the chayyot pashit if you mechamet to do something kalachayad and it ends up to doing a melacha gemur, you'd have a term mesasik. As I figure, b'kivega. So Rabbi Elazar Meisha declares, maybe not. I mean, you do find, according to Abaya, the Gemara there says, if you nischaven like Gebiya as a Tolish, the Chodach as a Mechubah, you weren't mechaven for the Meisah Bechlal, even that Abaya holds as Mesasik, but nischaven lachtach as a Tolish, the Chodach as a Mechubah, you mechaven for a Meisah Chaticha, so that's not called Mesasik. The Rabbi says, no, that's also called Mesasik, because you weren't mechaven the Chaticha the Isura. So maybe, if it's Tolosh and Mechuber, they're two different maises. They're both Chaticha, but one's a Chaticha de Yisura, one's not. That would be called Mesasik according to Rava. But let's say they're both Eitzah, but one is Kalachayad, and one is not Kalachayad. So maybe even though one has an Issa Shamus and one doesn't, Kleiter Blaz and Meisha, maybe that wouldn't be called Mesasik. He says it B'derech Ulai. He's Mitzayin the Gemara on Daf Kufayim and Aleph. When the Gemara brings a brayso, so let's say you were trying to write one ois, and you ended up writing two oisias, you're chayiv. One you say mesasik, and one ois you're not chayiv. And you were trying to write one ois, you just ended up with two oisias. So one you say mesasik. The Torah says, because you're trying for a ksiva. You're trying for a ksiva which has less than a shear, one ois, and you end up ksiva more than a shear, two oisias. It sounds like that wouldn't be called mesasik. So maybe who adin, if you're trying for itza? You're trying for a tzah kalachiyad, which would be part. The end of the tzah kalachiyad, but not kalachiyad, which is chayiv. Maybe in that case, it wouldn't be called mesasik. That's Kleiter Blazer Moshe to answer B'kveges Kasha. I was claiming maybe a different teretz. Maybe in this case, you could have figured that it might come lefanov. Just you were aiming for l'acharov. Right? It's not like the case, maybe, if you have the case of Isha Chageris B'sinar, That was what the Gemara says. Ha'isha chageres v'sina bein mufneh beinu hechevish kein roi liyas chayzer. So Rashi says, darka liyas chayzer sivasem, etchil yadash seifel l'sapech. That you know that it's going to be chayzer. Let's say you have something which pashtus it won't, but there is a tzad. There is a tzad that it might. Let's take the case on the schavon lachtech as a tolish v'chotech as a mechuber. If he thinks it's tolish, he has no tzad that it's mechuber, that's mesasek. Let's say he doesn't know for sure. He thinks it's probably tolish, but he knows it might be mechuber. He's willing to take the chance. He's not called a mezit, because if he knew for sure it was mechuber, he wouldn't do it. He's called a shav midiyasei. He thinks probably it's tolish. But on the other hand, he knows it might be mechuber. So legabe nasis machshavtoi, if he didn't get what he wants, even though he knew he might not get what he wants, but he taka didn't get what he wants, he was planning on something else, even though he thought he might not get what he wants, but that's called legabe machshavtoi. For legabe the mesasik of ashechot devah, maybe there it has to be, they had no idea that it was an iser. If you thought it might be an iser, maybe he wouldn't have that to Rashi Chotabah. Maybe that's a Teretz Rabbi Kileigos Kasha.